I'll see how long this lasts. This is terrific. It's terrific. It's the news, according to me. My attempt at making a word play on the old word tariff there. I don't know how well that worked out. So here we are. We have we have a lot going on in the world today. Tariffs, USAID, not USAID, as it's being called by so many people, by a lot of politicians, USAID. It's not USAID. It's a slush fund organization. I thought everybody knew this. I thought everybody was aware of this. I guess nobody, even these politicians that are trying to make it sound like this is a government organization. Elon Musk is taking his, he's not taking a scalpel, by the way, with this whole Doge thing. This is a hatchet because there's a lot of stuff needs to be hacked off. Just hacked away. Oh, my dog's crying. I've got, I was going to try to do this show before someone else, the other party in the house here left. But the problem was the other party, my wife, she had, I never know when she's going to leave. I try to come down here early to do something. And then all of a sudden she comes down. Tells me she's leaving. I'm going to stop the show. It's a little difficult for me to stop the show and then be in the middle of a particular subject and then just stop it and all of a sudden just try to start back up again. It's really difficult for me to be in the middle. I feel like there's kind of a flow to this show. It goes nowhere. It just flows around. It doesn't, not that it goes anywhere. It's not that it's not that there's, a million people listening to me, but it's the same time. It's like, I feel like I'm interrupted in the middle of a sentence. And then it's, now what do I do? I don't know where I was. I don't know where I was. I don't know where I was going. And I feel like I rehash things. I start over again. I don't know what I'm doing. And it's you, my faithful listeners, who suffer. I'm sure you're bleeding from your ears and then you're all confused. But we have this new puppy in our house. He's 9 months, he's almost 10 months old. And he's crazy. He's insane. He doesn't know he's a puppy. Probably weighs about 78 pounds now. Weighed about 76 pounds here recently, and I'm sure he's over that. He's put on weight because we put weights on him when he goes out to walk. He wears a little backpack when we walk him. Plus he plays the dog park. He does all kinds of things, and he's definitely putting on some muscle. And of course the food he's eating helps with that as well. But so you hear him barking in the background. Because he's freaking out. I don't know that I've ever heard him make the noises he's making right now. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about this whole U.S. It's U.S. Agency for something. What is it called? It's USAID. Let's see what it is. USAID. Let's just look at that. Let's see what it is. Because it's not what you think it is. I'm going to try to find the... Yes, U.S. Agency, United States Agency for International Development. It's a slush fund. It has a budget of over $50 billion. Let's put it that way, first of all. Now, this organization was founded in 1961 by executive order by JFK, John F. Kennedy, president at the time. And it was established... basically for humanitarian aid, for good reasons, it was established. And then it just became this big slush fund that the Democrats took over. And of course, that they do all kinds of crazy, wacky, fund all kinds of crazy, wacky things with it. And now we have these Democrats who are, by the way, at an all-time favorability, low favorability. The Democrat Party right now is suffering from unfavorable status of about 57% or 58%, somewhere around there, almost 60%. And a favorable status of about 30-some percent. They are at an all-time low. And, of course, they just continue to – Jamie Raskin and all these – Jamie Raskin's up there speaking. I was going to have some audio of this, but obviously I'm not going to have time to play all this because of a little puppy. But we have all this stuff going on. And of course, the tariffs, everybody's, oh, the tariffs, oh, price of eggs, what, you know, price of eggs are going to go up, oh, price of this is that, everything's price. They had this whole list of a price of everything. But it was such a generalized list that they were scrolling across the screen on CNN as they were interviewing somebody from the administration. And they were talking about how this is the price of everything that's going to go up. Building costs, like food costs, everything was just general stuff. Everything was just generalized. Price of steel, price of homes, price of building, price of this, price of that. Price of food, price of everything. Everything was going to go up because of these tariffs. And of course, it was all because of the Trump tariffs that this was going to cause this problem. Because it's a tax on the American people. This was a negotiating ploy. If you've ever seen The Art of the Deal, if you understand what's going on here, Trump was serious. He was going to put these tariffs on, and it was going to cost. It was, of course, this isn't going to hurt the other countries. This is only going to hurt the United States. No, you don't understand. Doing business with the United States is a big deal, and people want to do it because they make a lot of money at it. And if we start charging them tariffs, we're going to stop buying their products because it's going to be too expensive. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to suffer more than we are. There's a huge deficit among some. All of a sudden, China comes to the table. All of a sudden, Mexico puts their military on the border to stop the immigration problem. All of a sudden, Canada wants to talk. They're open. And all of a sudden, all the tariffs have a 30-day pause because we're talking. Now we're negotiating. Now we're at the table. Now we're going to make some deals. Now we're going to change all this trade deficit stuff that's been going on all this time. It's like magic, almost. It's this whole thing of he's not screwing around, not going to play. And of course, immigration, ICE is out there deporting all these criminals. I went to the Bronx the other day to get to one of these major heads of a, like he's like a major criminal from of all places, Colorado. And as he's doing this, this guy from Colorado was actually he was one of the people who was had attacked an apartment building. Of course, they all run to New York because they know that they're going to get basically asylum there. It's a sanctuary city, so they go there. They went to the Bronx. He found this guy. And of course, everybody in that neighborhood was all all over the place. They were like, "Oh yeah, we're glad this guy's getting rid of this guy." So the whole thing is, you know, people are finding out, hey, this is, you know, we're not messing around here. We're going to get, this is common sense stuff. We're getting it all straightened out. And things are just seem to be kind of realigning. Now, I hope it doesn't go overboard one way or the other. I don't know that there is an overboard. But it could turn into something worse. We have to keep them in check and keep things aligned. And I don't think it will be. I think what we see here is a basic, I think, what I would call a correction that needed to happen. People are so fed up and sick of the wokeness of the left. That's all they've become. And you got this, if you just get a chance to go to YouTube and type in DNC, MSNBC host DNC party elections for the head of the, David Hogg now is, I think, going to be the assistant DNC chief. That's how ridiculous this is. I apologize for the background dog barking in the background, folks. I'm sorry about that, but it's part of having a dog, I guess. A little puppy trying to train him so he doesn't get separation anxiety, which is what he has at this point. So we have this craziness of this whole party is just when you listen to the people who are running, they got like 16 people up there and they're running for DNC chair. Just how ridiculous they are. And of course, then you have Jen Psaki, I think, is the only white person. At least at this time, they got everybody up there as, you know, a minority, which is what they claim to be all for. But now they see it as a place of power. So they just kind of continue to do that. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry for a little barking in the background. So So this is going to be a short show. Unfortunately, I just have to cut it short because I have to get this stuff done and get this put out. But I want to make mention of this stuff. By the way, the USAIG is the United States Agency for International Development. It is not USAID that they're cutting off. It is an organization that's been around for about 60 years, and it has turned into an absolute NGO funding thing, a non-government organization funding slush fund, over $50 billion a year going to organizations. And where do you think a lot of that money comes back to? Where do you think a lot of that is channeled back to? You absolutely correct. Yes, a certain political party. And it's not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. That's where it's funneled back to. So that's all I'm going to say about that. I just wanted to chime in on a few things. Sorry there wasn't a show yesterday. It was just kind of a busy day yesterday. I did get back a little bit earlier than I planned on getting back, but it's, this whole thing, the crazy hysterics that they go through, especially the whole thing with the tariffs, they were just going crazy with all that. Really got annoying, much like a dog barking in the background. It's very annoying. So we're going to go ahead and end the show here because it's just annoying. It's much like a Democrat in the background, just back. Same thing. Same exact thing. Apologize, folks, for the show being so short today. Hopefully tomorrow morning's show, I'm going to get up early tomorrow morning. I don't care. I'm just going to run the show. I don't know even if somebody else leaves at 6 a.m. or whatever, it'll be in the middle of the show. I can't guess what's going to happen. I can't plan around it because I never know. So, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. By the way, there's chai in my cup, and there's chai in my cup. With cinnamon creamer in my backup cup. I have a backup cup of Chick-fil-A sweet tea. By the way, I'm going to be spending the rest of my morning quieting my dog and drinking my tea. So, folks, have a great day. God bless, and continue to pray for our nation. Pray for the leaders, and pray for everybody on the Trump team and this administration and the people of our nation. Take care. See ya. Just lots of barking there. Just a whole lot of barking. Just continues to bark.